I mean, I didn't really feel like I had a choice because, you know, when I first approached Emma Willard School in 2016, it was privately as myself. And their formal response in writing was, while they were sorry for any harm done, they didn't feel that they had any legal obligation because of the statute of limitations having expired. And my response to that was, whether or not you have a legal obligation, do you not have an ethical obligation? So really, Emma Willard failing to hold themselves accountable is what lit a fire in me, and I guess I'm still burning pretty brightly now to hold people accountable.
You've used the money from your settlement to pay for billboards and airplane banners in support of the Child Victims Act, which was signed into law. And will you disclose how much you've spent on those signs and billboards?
I think that what J-COPE is actually doing is getting people, they're throwing out a red herring, which they're saying like, oh, if you spend more than $5,000, you are a lobbyist. And that's actually false. I haven't been retained by anyone, so I could have spent all $300,000 on lobbying, quote, quote. It's not lobbying. I wasn't retained by anyone. So the amount of money spent is irrelevant, but that is certainly the talking point that J-COPE is using to confuse people about the definition of what a lobbyist is. I'm just a citizen with grievances against New York State, and I was addressing those grievances by using the billboards and the plane. So, you know, $40,000, $80,000, it doesn't matter. That's actually not the point. The point is that I was able to express myself using my free speech and the First Amendment. But certainly J-COPE has subpoenaed that information. I'm sure they'll be providing it to everyone. It's not private. It's not secret. Planes cost about $6,000. Billboards cost about $14,000 in those different states. So you can add them up.
So do you believe that J-COPE then is trying to silence you?
Oh, I think they're trying, but I don't think they're doing a very good job. I think that what I'm going to ask for now is that J-COPE be dissolved and that all of the commissioners resign and that all of the appointees with the Senate and the Assembly resign as well, so that J-COPE is no longer, because it's not a functional entity. And their chairman, Michael K. Rosen, is a liar and a criminal.
So you've countersued J-COPE, and groups like Common Cause New York is now supporting you. They say that the lobbying law should not apply to you or anyone else who takes it upon themselves to petition the government. Do you expect more groups like this, more watchdog groups, to come in your support?
I hope so. You know, what I'm trying to do is draw a line between right and wrong, and I am asking good people to weigh their heart and to defend what is right. And what is right is that free speech be protected in the state of New York. And what is wrong is that people cower to the hierarchy within New York politics and stay silent, because it's just too similar to the system in place that enables rapists and sexual harassers and leaves them in positions of power. And so using that parallel, people need to not enable violation of free speech. We have a right to redress our grievances, and it should be protected. And that should not be bipartisan, and it is not. I think that we're seeing that. I think that we're seeing people are coming forward, and they're realizing how serious this is, because I have had to file in the New York Supreme Court. That's where this has gone, 18 months, and now we're in the New York Supreme Court.
And Kat, you've also advocated for another matter in Troy, the city where the Emma Willard School is located. You've spoken out in defense of the Thevenin family, and Edson Thevenin was killed in a police-involved shooting 3 years ago. The city has offered little comment on the investigation. There were allegations of cover-ups from the public, and the matter remains in court. What do you want to see in the outcome of this case, of this issue involving Edson Thevenin?
I want the same thing that I wanted Emma Willard School to do, which they have not done to completion, is to have total transparency so that the Thevenin family and the community can see the content of reports that have not been released. People need to answer for why they immediately defended Sergeant French's version of what occurred. so quickly into the process, defaming the victim at the same time, when it turns out Sergeant French lied. The DA, Abe Love, enabled him. And now the Attorney General is trying to hold Abe Love accountable in a court of law. And the comment from the Troy mayor is that they feel that a court of law is the best place to have any redress of these questions. And while the family 100% should have legal redress in a court of law, it does not prohibit the current mayor of Troy from doing the right thing, holding himself and anyone else accountable for covering up the murder of Edson Thevenin. And I think that it's just too clear that what needs to be done is the truth needs to be told. People need to hold themselves accountable. And that way the family and the community can begin to heal and also see what needs to take place as changes in leadership and changes in policy.
And that's Sergeant Randall French, who fired the weapon, killing Edson Thevenin. And Troy Mayor Patrick Madden has called for a reinstatement of the Police Oversight Review Committee, which has been defunct for a few years now. Do you support that, or do you think that just doesn't go far enough?
Well, you know, it's definitely something that needs to happen, but we should note that he then has the final say of who will be on that committee. And so is it really a community process, or is it something where the mayor will cherry pick and then get an echo chamber of what he believes should be done? And it shouldn't be. It really should belong to the people of Troy. It needs to be community led, not blessed by the mayor.